T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
When you get caught, Lee, this is the operating philosophy, apparently, of the Biden regime.
Yeah.
Just lie.
Okay, yeah.
Just make something up.
Right.
And the media will do the rest. You know how we were told that this was just complete crack pottery? That the Biden administration was not looking to ban your gas stove.
Yeah.
That's just concern. Yeah, but Richard Trumka Jr. was quoted by Bloomberg, a left-wing publication.
Yeah, we played the audio here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not debatable. It happened. I said, no, that's just these crazy ultra-MAGAs. They're nuts, you know, they should be investigated by the FBI. Well, the internal memo on how the Biden administration is planning to ban, not modify, not heavily regulate, but ban gas stoves,
yeah,
was just released,
yeah,
by some whistleblower. Somebody let it out. So the whole time, they were planning to ban gas stoves. This memo is dated October 25th, 2022, so well before the current controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, CPSC, that's the board that Trumka Jr. is a commissioner on that makes recommendations on these things.
I believe it's the Consumer Product Safety Division,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. Has the responsibility to ban consumer products that emit hazardous substances, particularly when those emissions harm children. There's sufficient information available to move forward with proposing to ban gas stoves in homes. So, again, and when they say there's evidence, there actually isn't. A liberal group with pass-through money from several liberal Democrat Party-connected institutions and donors had two well-meaning liberals who are not scientists and do not possess science degrees write a paper saying that the gas stoves were dangerous. It's not a peer-reviewed paper.
No.
It's like a press release is what it's closer to. And I'm like, stove's going to have to go. Too bad. Bye-bye. Look, I've cooked on both. I would not want to give up my gas stove. It's so fast.
I cooked on it this morning.
Yes.
Got one in my house.
They're fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. Much better, much quicker, and much better than the electric stoves that I've used over the years.
And I don't know if you saw the interviews. Fox News did some of them, but they were all over the internet, and people on Twitter who are chefs who run professional kitchens. They're like, wow, our bills are going to go through the roof.
Right.
It's going to take us so much longer to cook, and our cooking isn't going to be as good. You
exactly
can't do stuff, with them. And this is all based on one faux scientific study by two people who do not have, again, any kind of science degrees. They're just, Democrats, climate changers. And it's not even peer-reviewed. I mean, this isn't even a real study.
Yeah.
You think they would try a little harder. And then they just lie about it. Well, this just came out. Energy Department, this is from Fox News. Energy Department proposes tighter efficiency standards for gas electric stoves. So apparently, I guess what they're going to do is make them expensive, jack them through the roof in price.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's going to be limits, by the way, on the energy that they can put out. In other words, they're going to whack your cooking. And all because of climate change, which isn't even real. So, but America needs to begin to realize this is not about green anything. This is a cult. And they are obsessed with obtaining control over every single aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm. From your light bulbs to your car to your stove in the kitchen. You know, whether it is the things that you say you believe, things you may say in private, things that you may want to talk about in public, the opinions that you may have, they want control over every single last bit of it. Talk about a totalitarian, authoritarian society. That's what they want.
And it with them, it is very much cultural. If they see something that conflicts with the culture of their cult, they want to stamp it out. For instance, as we were talking about this earlier this week, they are in a fight now. They've funded it with hundreds of millions of dollars from billionaires against petro-masculinity. Their words, not mine. And the idea is that big trucks are dangerous and you should not be allowed to have one.
Well, as I said earlier, you'll take the steering wheel of my pickup from my cold, dead hands, holding the spatula that I used for my gas stove.
You can slap him upside the head with that. Slap, slap, slap. They are coming after everything. The car in your driveway. They are coming after all your appliances. And again, we've already seen from Long Heating and Air. I mean, this blew my mind. They were warning, you know, since last summer, if you need a new heat pump in your house, you better get it now because new Biden regulations are going to increase the price of it by 25%. You don't get anything extra for that. It's just regulation, regulation, regulation. They want to make it so that we are like a fading, rotting former communist empire where, you know, you can't afford a new stove and you got to go out back and cook over an open flame. That is the left wing dream. That is what they want. And you're back in your front yard with that scrub board my grandma used to use and you're scrubbing the clothes in a bucket of water that, you know, makes up part of your daily allotment for the day of water. That is the dream. That is what they want. Total control over every aspect you live in. I don't even, again, Lee, I've been saying this for a long time. I don't think they're serious about climate change. I don't even think they believe in it. If they really were this afraid, they wouldn't get in their private jets, but they do over and over and over again.
Well, I think you're right about that. The leadership, I don't think, does actually believe in climate change.
No, I don't
think they do. It is simply a tool that they use to scaremonger among the public.
Now, I think their followers buy it.
Yeah.
I think
the followers
will believe anything they're told.
Exactly. Well, you know, look at the news we've had over the past two or three years. Talk about believing anything they're told. That's exactly what went on.
Meanwhile, this new video from Project Veritas is there's really no words to describe this video. This is the director of research at Pfizer. Again, the same guy we saw in the video last week. Pfizer since has put out a statement, and they did not deny that Jordan Tristan Walker is their director of research and development. That is how he describes himself on his LinkedIn page before it was scrubbed. So they're not denying this at all, that he's their guy. They're just saying, well, you know, we weren't doing gain-of-function research. We were just manipulating viruses in a biosafety level 3 lab. Well, that's gain-of-function. That's what that is. So I guess Pfizer needs more demand for its products. It's making more variants. I guess. I hope they don't get out. I don't know. But this one's incredible. Because remember, you could not say, you would get a strike, if not lose your account, for suggesting that the vaccine interfered with women's menstrual cycles and reproductive ability. Listen to what this guy is, and I would love to play the audio for you, but it's not real clear, so I'm going to have to read it. But I've watched the audio. This is the director of research at Pfizer. There's something irregular about their menstrual cycles, talking about women who've taken the shot. So people will have to investigate that down the line, he said. I hope we don't find that somehow this mRNA lingers in the body and like because it has been affecting something hormonal to impact menstrual cycles, he said. I hope we don't discover something really bad down the line. If something were to happen downstream and it was like really bad, I mean, the scale of that scandal would be enormous.
Yeah, your point.
Director of research. Pfizer on camera. So the censors have spun into overdrive. They're trying to figure out how to figure. Don't put this on Facebook. The FBI will take you down because they still censor for the CDC and the FDA and for Pfizer.
Yeah.
On Facebook. They don't on Twitter, though. You can discuss it there. And I can't imagine how Pfizer is going to respond to this. I mean, you can't get bolder or more in your face. What's going on right now on PolitiFact and some of the other lying fact check sites are like, well, it's never been confirmed that this guy's the director of research.
You know, any other time.
Well, hold on. It's never been denied. Pfizer put a statement out on him last week. If he wasn't theirs, he should have denied it. They didn't.
Any other time, liberal progressives would be going nuts over something that involved a woman's reproductive health rights.
So, Dr. Naomi Wolf, who has been all over Pfizer, tweeted, thank you, millions of women were damaged because Twitter, the CDC, the White House colluded to ban me from warning of menstrual harms in July of 21. A lot of people tried to do it. Alex Berenson was one of them. A former New York Times reporter, right? So great credentials. He lost his Twitter account. This was one of the things he was warning about. You could not say, you were not allowed to say it. And now we know why. Because remember, we learned in one of the Twitter files, it's been about two ago now, that Pfizer had censorship ability at Twitter. We can presume on the other platforms as well to make sure, I guess, that you wouldn't find out, hey, this thing could really ring your reproductive bell. Maybe you'll be able to reproduce or not. Who knows? And that doesn't even count the FDA data we just got on the baby rats. The shot kills them and causes spinal deformities. Your FDA was hiding that, but thanks to the FOIA, we finally got it. And that's how we know they've known since 21. That means the entire time they were getting pregnant women fired from their jobs for not taking the shot, they knew it caused spinal deformities and death, fetal death in pregnant rats. They lied. The government lied. Pfizer lied. They all lied. And now you've got the director of research at Pfizer going, hope this doesn't hurt women. We don't know. Looks bad, though.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.